Close your eyes and imagine. Life has just started on the edge of a riverbank. You're only 2 weeks old and you've just formed your eyes. You're breathing oxygen through the thin translucent membrane, which is about the size of a drop of water and encapsulates your whole being. The grasses that surround you are keeping you just damp enough to not dry out in the hot autumn sun. You hear the sounds of rodents scurrying around nearby and are unaware of the very real threat that they pose to you should they find you. You can also hear foot and hoof prints as well as lawnmowers, birds, slugs, snails, and mud crabs that all threaten to stop your life before it's even begun. But you are lucky and manage to hold on. Some of your brothers and sisters are not so lucky. Amazingly, you survive the 4 weeks on the riverbank, and the full moon high tide rises just high enough on the riverbank to immerse you in water and trigger the hatching of that thin translucent membrane. You're now floating free, only 7 millimeters long and at the whim of the currents of the river. As the tide recedes, you're swept out into the salt water where you will remain for your next 4 to 6 months of life. In the early days, you get swept around and don't have much control over where you're going. For the first week, you can't see very well and have virtually no swimming ability, so it's lucky that you are equipped with a packed lunch for food. You feed on the yolk sac attached to your belly that you were born with. After a week, things start to become clearer, and you are able to find small plants and animals to feed on, phytoplankton and zooplankton. You also manage to find some other young inanga and form large shoals to try to outsmart your predators. Safety in numbers. Birds, eels, kahawai, even kingfish try to hunt you down in the harbours and estuaries and out in the open ocean where you get swept to sometimes during the winter months. Luck is still with you. You survive these challenging months at sea. It's now spring. You're 6 months old, and your body starts to experience some big changes. You suddenly get an urge to return to the fresh water, a river like from where your life began. You and your inanga shoal have heightened senses, suddenly very aware of changes in salinity, now very aware of the source of fresh water. Following high rainfall, you can sense big plumes of fresh water travelling far out into the sea, and you follow those upstream in your shoal to find the river. As the high tide pushes up that river, you use that to swim upstream to give yourself a break from swimming against the current. Once you're above the fresh, past the salt water, you need to find some good habitat to call home. Some fresh water, hopefully with some good vegetation along the edges to provide shade in the hot summer and a rain of insects for food. Somewhere not too high in the catchment, as you're not a strong swimmer and you need to get back to the salt water in 6 months' time. You spend about the next 6 months here until you yourself are ready to create new life. You swim up and down the river trying to find the point at which the salt and fresh water mix. Your shoal has also grown older and you are reunited as they are doing this as well. Your belly is so full of eggs that it feels like it may pop. 3,000 little eggs are being held secure and safe in there. You yourself are now about 120 centimeters long. It's autumn again and the full moon high tide rises up. This is your trigger. You and your shoal swim as high as you can up on the riverbank and start to wriggle around. Thousands of eggs are laid up high on that riverbank. Thousands are laid because so many will not make it back here as adults. Even whilst the eggs are being laid, predators like eels, herons and kahawai are feeding on the other inanga around you. With your last wriggle, you gasp your last breath and everything goes dark. This was your life as an inanga, and you managed to live your complete life cycle. For many of your species, this is not the case. And sadly, in New Zealand, inanga are at risk and in decline. But it doesn't have to be this way.